Our text this morning will come from Psalm 90. Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. And then I just want to add verse 12. Just want to add it. Sorry, Hannah. I want to add verse 12. All right, yes, ma'am. See, it's not their fault. Remember, it's mine. Lord, you've been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Verse 12 reads, so teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. This is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Oh God, it is once again I have to share your word, this broken vessel, sharing such an awesome word. Your word, oh God, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Your word, oh God, is what causes us to respond to you and to know who you are. Your word, oh Lord, is life itself. You said that whatever pertaineth to life and godliness, we would find it in your scriptures. Help us this morning to hear you and to love you as a result of it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake we ask this, and God's people said, amen. I'd like to share with you from the subject, how many shopping days left? How many shopping days left? At age 7, Ella Cassano of Connecticut was diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disease, requiring infusions at the hospital every 8 weeks. Each time she found the array of needles, tubes, and the bags of fluid on the IV pole extremely frightening. So Ella took scissors and a glue gun to a stuffed animal and created a Medi Teddy, an IV pouch that looks like a friendly teddy bear. With her mom's help, Ella, now 12, has tested prototypes at hospitals and raised more than $20,000 to give bears to hundreds of children who are sick and using IVs. She said, we're all in this together. I just hope that everyone who wants a Medi Teddy is able to have one. Ella used at a young age what our text expects us to use when we get older. She used her experience of yesterday to benefit her today and her tomorrow. Ella used the experience of the present as wisdom for tomorrow. Our text gives us a strategy for 40 shopping days left until Christmas. You know what I'm talking about. Where people in the Christmas spirit will cut you off in the parking lot. Where when they cut you off, they use those hand signs that you don't welcome. Our text gives us a strategy for being different this year. And we say stuff like this. This year I will not be doing any last minute shopping. Well, this Christmas season, when someone cuts me off and takes my mall parking spot, I won't curse. And when you have failed yourself, you later say to yourself, Lord, forgive me. And then you probably say, life is too short. The psalmist wants to show us that life is a gift and we have to use it wisely. Travel with me, beloved, into the psalm this morning and experience how to live a life as a gift with only 40 or so shopping days left. First, stop and breathe. I want you to all do this. Ready? Take a deep breath in and out. Stop and breathe. Our scripture reads, "You turn us back to dust and say, 'Turn back, you mortals. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, or like a watch in the night.'" There's going to come a time during your Christmas shopping days where someone will make you upset. Someone is going to share with you that you're number one somehow. There's going to be a time when you'll feel hurried and rushed. Sit in the truck or car and take a long, deep breath. Just for a few moments. That's going to help you reorient yourself. It's going to reconnect you to go, okay, Christmas is really about Christ. Pray for God to help you to bear the weight of human existence at that moment. Just stop and breathe and ask God for help. Life is too short to be angry during Christmas. And how many of us have said that, yet we get angry anyway? Stop and breathe. Next, worship God for his forgiveness. Hear what the psalmist says about forgiveness. "For we are consumed by your anger, by your wrath we are overwhelmed. You've set your iniquities before us and our secret sins in the light of your countenance." While we consider our list for the gifts purchased, our consideration shifts to the reality that the birth of Jesus Christ is the receiving of peace and joy, amen, and joy and forgiveness of sins. The psalmist is referring to his own sin. What is characteristically true about getting older is a reflection on some regrets. It is why the psalmist is referring to a time of being an important reflection upon the worship of God that Jesus has come to forgive us our sin. Psalm 32 and 5 reads, "Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not hide my iniquity. I said, 'I will confess my transgressions to you, O Lord,' and you forgave the guilt of my sin." Psalm 65 and 3 reads, "When deeds of iniquity overwhelm us, you forgive our transgressions." Worship God for his forgiveness. Take that moment and say, "God, you've come to forgive me." Next, take stock in yesterday. Hear what the word of God says in our text, and it's all through Psalm 90. "Lord, you've been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." When taking stock of yesterday, the fragility of life is easily forgotten. We begin to see our lives as so precious that we can't waste any moments. As one writer put it, it is the urgency of our mortality, the ticking countdown clock that makes each moment matter. The mere idea of time makes life precious because it reminds us that we can take no day for granted. Henry Spencer Moore said, "We have so little time and so much to do." So with the time that you do have, enjoy it. Love it. Get filled with it. Take stock of yesterday. And use that yesterday for your today. Finally, our scripture says, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." So we're asking God, teach me about yesterday. Teach me about yesterday. We have a limited amount of time, precious ones. We have a specific amount of time given to us. And there does come an age, and I don't know what your age was, but I know when I hit about 36 years old, I said, wow, wait a minute, where am I going here? And I said, oh, and then when I hit 40, I went through some personal changes. I was like mad and upset and glad, but sometimes I got depressed. I said, what's going on here? Well, it's the transitions of life. And now what's behind you, you can't get anymore. But you can use yesterday. At that moment, you can use yesterday to make your today better. And that's what the psalmist is teaching us this morning. Take that time and reflect on it. What can you do better today than you did yesterday? If you messed up the turkey last time and left the giblets inside, this time remember the giblets. Get them out of there first. I have done that, people of God. And I'm so glad that I'm in the kitchen when it happens, because I can pull it out and nobody's the wiser. We have a specific amount of time. Take advantage of it. We have moments given by God. We may not know the time or day when the Lord will take us, so enjoy today. One writer said, remember that our place in this universe is not a status we've earned, but a gift graciously given. We will better recognize the sacred weight of every second if we learn how to take yesterday and teach us about today. How many shopping days left? During the season, let us learn from yesterday's brokenness, which gives us the opportunity to get it right tomorrow. Ask God to teach us about the last year's Christmas holidays so that it's better this year. And while we're in the car taking care of a shopping list and becoming exasperated at times, not with just the shopping, but all that comes with COVID virus, pull over and take the time to breathe. We've been given the gift of today. To consider the gifts of yesterday and most of all, the opportunity to change an outcome for the present glory of God. Let's pray. Holy God, I'm grateful for today. I'm grateful for this worship today. I'm grateful, dear God, how you love us and how you give us opportunity to live. Lord God, some of us are young and some of us are old. But as Ella did, she took advantage of her yesterday as a seven-year-old. Help us to do that today. What is it that we can live and do differently because we considered the days of yesterday? As there are 40-some-odd days left in our shopping moments, help us, oh God, to remember who you are. And why you came and what you did for us so that our joy may be full. In Jesus' wonderful name, we thank God, and God's people said, amen.